It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. Today is the birthday of British-American novelist and screenwriter James Clavell, born in Australia in 1921. A World War II veteran and prisoner of war, Clavell is best known as a writer for his Asian Saga series of novels and their televised adaptations. Clavell also authored screenplays, such as The Great Escape in 1963 and To Sir with Love 4 years later. He also wrote science fiction, including an episode of the early sci-fi TV series Men into Space in 1959, as well as the film script for the original version of the sci-fi horror film classic The Fly, starring Vincent Price. In 1940, at age 19, Clavell joined the Royal Artillery and was sent to Malaya to fight the Japanese. Wounded by machine gun fire, he was eventually captured and sent to a prisoner of war camp on Java. Later, he was transferred to Changi Prison in Singapore. Clavell suffered greatly at the hands of his captors. According to the introduction to his novel King Rat, published in 1962, over 90% of the prisoners who entered Changi never walked out. Clavell was reportedly saved along with an entire battalion by an American prisoner of war who later became the model for the king in his novel. By 1946, Clavell had become a captain, but a motorcycle accident ended his military career. He enrolled at the University of Birmingham, where he met April Stride, an actress, whom he married in 1949. In 1953, Clavell and April immigrated to the United States and settled in Hollywood, where he began to sell scripts to movie studios. He eventually returned to novel writing, which was the focus of the remainder of his career. He spent 3 full years researching and writing Shogun, published in 1975, a novel about an Englishman who becomes a samurai in feudal Japan. It was another massive bestseller. He was also heavily involved in the 1980 miniseries based on the novel. In the late 70s, he spent another 3 years researching and writing his fourth novel, Noble House, set in Hong Kong. It was another bestseller, and it too was turned into a successful miniseries in 1986. On September 7, 1994, Clavell died in Switzerland from a stroke while suffering from cancer, just a few weeks before his 73rd birthday. After sponsorship by his widow, the library and archive of the Royal Academy Museum at the Royal Arsenal at Woolwich in southeast London was renamed the James Clavell Library in his honor. The library was later closed pending the opening of a new facility at Salisbury in Wiltshire. However, James Clavell Square on the Woolwich Riverside remains. At the height of his career, the New York Times said of him, "Clavell truly has a gift. It may be something that cannot be taught or learned. He simply breathes narrative. He writes in the oldest and grandest tradition that fiction knows." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 10th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.